Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ag Innovation News Podcast, presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota. Guests on the Ag Innovation News Podcast will shed light on innovations in value-added agriculture, highlight important voices and work that's being done throughout the Minnesota ag sector, and educate the public about resources and organizations that support Minnesota agriculture. Today, we welcome Shannon Schlecht. Shannon is the Executive Director of the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, or AURI. Shannon has been the executive director for almost 7 years now. Shannon, welcome to our podcast.
Dan, it's great to be with you today and to be talking about agricultural innovation and the impacts on Minnesota agriculture.
Well, certainly let's start at the beginning and find out a little bit more about what AURI is and what AURI does.
Perfect. Well, I am pleased to be leading such a phenomenal organization in terms of how we look at impacting Minnesota's agricultural sector and the state's economy through value-added agriculture. Our role at AURI is to foster long-term economic development for Minnesota agriculture through value-added products. That's a pretty wide-open mission for us in terms of what we can do, how we can serve our constituents and our audiences, and really look at innovation through a great lens of possibilities and opportunities that can bring benefit to our producers, to our agribusinesses, to our cooperatives, to our entrepreneurs, and to our consumers as well. As we all know that food and agriculture are a daily part of our lives. So we really work across the board on post-harvest applications of looking at what are utilization opportunities. How do we create demand, disappearance, new market opportunities to benefit the agricultural sector? It's amazing from my viewpoint to see what our organization can do in terms of helping those ideas turn into a reality. And I know our staff get really excited when they see something that they've worked on the commercial shelves, right, that we can point to and say, we had a role in that and helped that idea make it through that challenging phase of turning from idea to reality, right? And knowing that we played some part in that to somebody's hard work and their efforts to really take something that was in the back of their mind and put it, you know, in front of several eyes, that they can have an opportunity around that as well in terms of benefiting our agriculture community and creating some business opportunities. So pretty exciting overall in terms of what AURI does. I've not seen anything like AURI across the country in my years of working in the agricultural sector. You know, Dan, a few things that we work on, right? I'd say there's five big buckets of work that we do at AURI to really advance our mission. One is commercialization services. And that is really around how can we work hand in hand with technical assistance and business assistance to help our entrepreneurs, our producers, our businesses take an idea, transform it into a commercial viable product or process. And that is a good bulk of the work that we do at AURI in terms of working with those ideators, right, and innovators across the state and across the region to take those ideas forward into the commercial realm. The other area that we spend a lot of time on is on initiatives. And this is really around how, you know, what are some opportunities that need to be de-risked? And how can we educate the business community and others around those opportunities, help move them along far enough where a business may want to take a look at it and see, you know, how do I advance that? Who are some other collaborators, cooperators that I can get together with to really take a swing at it, right? And be innovative around a solution space where we've identified a problem through our discovery process that we do at AURI around something that could be beneficial to Minnesota agriculture. And then we have our AURI Connects program, which is really around convening the right collaborators, the innovators, the service providers, right? And what are ways that we can create some intentional connections and some educational platforms to bring people together, to provide that education around a key part of our mission, right, of putting ideas out there and getting those right parties connected to really accelerate it and advance it and turn it into a reality. And then we have our Entrepreneur in Residence program, which we've just relaunched this year, which is a pretty unique program in terms of providing access to equipment and laboratories that a lot of beginning businesses don't have access to and don't know where to find. And we have rural laboratories set up in Marshall, as well as in Waseca currently, that we can open up the doors to and give access to some of that equipment that maybe a constraint, right, or a hurdle for a beginning entrepreneur to utilize and work with our staff to move those ideas forward. So an exciting new program that I'm looking forward to advancing and accelerating here in 2022. And then the final area we work on as an organization is really looking at what is some white space in terms of the agricultural commodities and products that we produce here. And then what are some gaps that we're seeing in the innovation area that we can help to fill through our own creation of products and processes? And then how can those advance through the pipeline to become a commercial reality through partnerships with companies and businesses that have a similar interest there to take those ideas and run with them and move them forward? So lots of fun space. Every day is really exciting in terms of the ideas that we see, the creativity across our producer community to our agribusiness community. And it's great that ARI can be a part of it and help connect all those different dots through the value chain to help move those products from idea to reality.
A lot of good stuff there, Shannon. And maybe I could just ask you for one definition from AURI's perspective, and that is the term value added. People that are listening to this podcast, what should they understand that we mean by that?
Yeah, great question, Dan. Value-added agriculture is a pretty broad term in terms of how people view that. So when we think of value-added agriculture, I mean, the first area that I think of is just our commodities that we produce here in terms of, you know, looking at our wheat and our corn and our soybeans, for example, and how do we think about new product opportunities through process transformation, right from those raw materials into a different product or through a new agricultural product overall. So when you think of, I mean, basic value added would be taking wheat and turning it into flour, for example. But then there's other value added right from that segment up through the value chain, right through a finished product good or a baked good that you consume. So there's a wide range as we think about the raw materials or the raw agricultural products, and then the value added across that value chain to get it to a consumer. When I also think about value added, I look at byproduct or co-product streams. So as we create one thing, there's a secondary stream that has lesser value. And we spend a lot of time in that space, too, in terms of how can we add value to a product that might be going to a landfill to put it back into the economy through more of a circular approach and add value to it so that it has intrinsic value to another segment or another user that we may be able to help identify and turn a cost into a revenue stream for an agricultural business.
Shannon, before we move on and talk about the launching of a podcast and why that's important to the work that AURI does, let's talk a little bit about AURI's impact on the state of Minnesota and on the Minnesota economy. What kind of impact are you seeing?
AURI's impact is pretty phenomenal when I look at it from a small nonprofit organization. The work that we're able to do with clients and agribusinesses across the state has really led to a great return on investment with the dollars that are contributed through our main partnership with the state legislature, but then through other grant programs that we do with private foundations and the federal government and others as well. So when we look at what ARI has helped contribute to the state economy over the last 5 years, for example, we've helped businesses achieve $320 million in new annual sales that they attribute to ARI's assistance, for example. Over $120 million in new capital investment that's gone in throughout the state, where we've helped de-risk a process or a capital investment with a company to help them move forward in making that investment. And then we've helped create or retain nearly 600 jobs, right? And a lot of that is in rural areas of Minnesota, and then working with the food community a lot in the metro area as well. So we really look at how can we really drive new sales, new investment, and new job or job creation or retention as key indicators for us in terms of what we're doing for the state and for the agriculture sector. So I'm really proud of what we do on our budget to achieve almost an 80-to-1 return on new sales to dollars invested. So I think that's a great investment for the state and for the agricultural community. And I know that our team is really proud of the impact that they have to benefit businesses and producers across the state.
Give me a little thought on how AURI accomplishes its goals and where's the work being done?
So ARI really works on its goals through a pipeline approach, I would say, Dan, in terms of early ideas of ideation. So what are areas that we could work to advance as an organization that would bring benefit to Minnesota agriculture and regional agriculture? So taking those and being proactive around different areas that we think could be beneficial. So that's one part of our work, or early stage work, I would say, that we focus on. And then we run through the continuum of being, I would say, reactive to what industry needs are. So we have regular conversations on a daily basis with agribusinesses, and they're identifying gaps and needs in the innovation space. And we look at how we can be supportive to those through both our business commercialization team as well as our technical team. And that could be anything from helping them source materials to identifying new processes to our awareness of new technologies that we could explore with them, doing some early feasibility around new applications or new processes that they may want to take on, to connecting the dots to a supplier, of a raw material that they were not aware of, right? And then it goes into our laboratories where we're helping in terms of pilot scale processes. Right. So I think of our work on pelleting or dewatering that we can do in our Waseca facility, or doing some simple analytical analysis to complex analytical analysis in our analytical lab in Marshall, for example, where we can help them identify, what is the composition of those materials. And then that helps to identify the value creation that's in there that we can help then turn into a new product or a new idea to explore and to continue that journey of scaling up and getting it into the marketplace. So lots of different ways that we engage and try to de-risk these opportunities for early stage to just it might be an existing business looking at a new product line. So it really runs across the board, Dan.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand today, and that is the new podcast that you're listening to and that AURI is putting together. Shannon Schlecht is our guest today, the executive director at the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute. Shannon, why a podcast? What's AURI's plan here?
Yeah, it's great to be part of this initial effort to launch our podcast. And I think at ARI, it's another great opportunity to spread the word about the really cool things that are happening in agriculture and food. There are so many innovations that are occurring, especially at this time in food and agriculture. And the podcast is a great platform to share some of that information, to bring experts in from across the state, from across the region, and from across the country, to share what are they seeing around food and agriculture innovations, what are some possibilities that we should be thinking forward around, and just creating that dialogue to share more, right? I think everyone always has this this thought of I've got this idea, I wonder if it could go anywhere. And I think just sharing that on a more just a more regular basis through this podcast will help in that ideation, reaching out to those that have some expertise to start exploring those ideas further. I also think it's important to highlight Minnesota's leading role in agriculture. We are number one in a lot of different areas, from production. We've got a lot of great manufacturing. All right, we've got Fortune 500s. We've got all the ingredients here in Minnesota to really talk about food and agriculture innovation. And this platform really can provide that opportunity, to bring those experts in, have another way to engage with them, and to share the information. I'm always amazed at the deep expertise that exists in Minnesota, and what are ways that we can really get that out, and how do we highlight some of those experts, right, through the different organizations that provide services here, to the existing resources that we're aware of, and how do we better spread the word on that. And there's also challenges that exist in agriculture, and I think the podcast provides a platform to, again, both talk about the opportunities, but also have an honest discussion about some of the challenges that we face in agriculture and in value-added agriculture as we try to move ideas forward. Right, there's a lot of content, I think, about this podcast and ways that we can share it through this deliberate discussion, as well as through our other ARI Connects platforms, such as our Fields of Innovation and our webinar Wednesday. And I also want to make sure that we're highlighting all the great things that we see in agriculture, right? I look at our recent announcement of our Egg Innovator of the Year, for example. and spreading the word on those ideas and how they're moving forward right from an early stage to where they are today, and just showing those possibilities and how agriculture is such an important contributor to Minnesota's economy. So Dan, I'm just excited to have another way of sharing the good news, as well as having some really good discussions around food and agriculture in Minnesota, the region, and of course, nationally as well.
Well, Shannon, it certainly sounds like some exciting days at AURI and the entrepreneurs and small businesses that they work with. And the podcast should be a great platform to share some of that information. Where can listeners learn more about not only AURI, but more about the podcasts and some of the guests that we'll be having?
So for the podcast, the AURI website is the best source of information that we have, which is AURI.org. And what I want to just highlight one more time, Dan, is I think AURI sits at this very unique intersection in our food and agriculture community. And I think this podcast can really help pull together those different segments of the value chain. When I look at our organization, I mean, we work with everyone from producers to entrepreneurs to researchers at universities to even the Fortune 500 companies. So we sit at this really unique place in terms of bringing all those different voices together, and having podcast right invitations out to those different segments, I think will bring a really unique message, right, as we cross through that different nexus space of the ways that we interact with the value chain and bring these ideas forward. So these in-depth discussions, right, that we can have that range from food entrepreneurs and what's going on with new and novel crops to what's going on with bio-based products and new bio-based opportunities. When I think of our work on road sealants to replacing plastic in different applications for agriculture to renewable energy, whether that might be from looking at, right, ethanol and biodiesel to renewable natural gas to renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel. The range is really wide, and agriculture plays a role across all those different places. I had already mentioned before the work that we do on byproduct streams and co-product streams in terms of looking at more circular approaches, which I think is going to be increasingly important, and highlighting some of the work that's underway there. One, you know, today that just comes to mind is nutrient recovery as we look at the cost of fertilizer and what are some overlooked areas in the food and agricultural space that we could be thinking forward around creating awareness around fertilizer replacements for producers that are looking for alternatives, and highlighting some of those opportunities, not only for our producers, but for our agribusinesses that are looking for a new stream or a new outlet there. So, and then I'm hoping that we'll get some great entertaining stories as well. Right, of journeys that entrepreneurs and producers have been on, how they've pivoted, right, lessons learned, best practices. I think everyone that I talk to, it's always a marathon versus a sprint, right, in terms of the way that they've gotten to where they are, and highlighting just that pathway and some of the twists and turns that occurred. And there's always, I think, some good storytelling that comes out of that process when we think about innovation and opportunities. So I think there's a great wealth of opportunities here, and just getting tuned into AURI.org and looking at our different AURI Connects platforms and our podcasts as we're talking through today can highlight some of those and encourage people to engage and to listen and to reach out whenever they want to talk about any of these innovative opportunities, because AURI is here to really look at how do we really advance these ideas, accelerate them, and do what the overall goal is, right? To utilize commodities to benefit agriculture and to help create some new opportunity space to benefit not just founders and entrepreneurs and innovators, but the entire value chain. I also want to mention that innovation is a team game as we look at it at AURI. I look at what our organization does is really pull together resources to support individuals. And we also do that through collaborations with many other groups across Minnesota. And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about all the great work, right, from an innovation standpoint that's occurring and the referrals that occur on a regular basis to other organizations, resources, and support, and just the great partnerships that we have back and forth to really look at how can we inspire some of these ideas out there and really connect to the right resources, the right ideation, the right place at the right time. I'm just really proud of the ecosystem that we have here across Minnesota in terms of taking this team approach to advancing innovation opportunities in the food and agricultural space.
We've been visiting with Shannon Schleck, the Executive Director at the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute. Thank you, Shannon, for joining us today. And thank you for listening to the Ag Innovation News Podcast, presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota. To learn more about AURI, visit auri.org.